For at least me personally, when I have anxiety of like certain things and I fear of the future, I work harder and I'll get more result. And I'll be like, because I'm like running, I'm on a rat race, and I'm...
Because you don't think there's enough. So it is motivating. If you don't think there's enough, if you live in a universe of scarcity, then anxiety is going to motivate you. The difficult thing about it is it's draining you at the same time. See, the difference between me and most people is I'm twice as old as most people that are watching me, but I have more energy and inspiration than they have, and I'm happier than they are. And I'll tell you why, because I'm not motivated by anxiety anymore. Right? In fact, every time I feel some sort of anxious feeling or anger or frustration, right? I was so proud of myself today. I'm very efficient, whatever. I'm in my mobile office. I got young guys driving me from New York. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's totally scared, doesn't ask where he's going, right? And all of a sudden I told him, make sure that he doesn't miss the exit, right? I made a good point, and boom, we go past the 110. And I got the chief operating officer of AEG, who's been waiting to meet me and get, right? That's a serious meeting to miss. And at first, right, ego's in my way. I'm frustrated, right? My voice is raised. And in that little minute, and I'm also on a coaching call, by the way, but in that minute, I wasted more energy than the whole morning from when I woke up at 4 o'clock. And I ran 3 miles this morning, worked out, stretched, made breakfast for my son, did all, everything to get to the, you know, I believe the time was like 10:50. So from 4 a.m. to 10:50, all that energy that I used, I actually was accelerating and growing energy for the day. And just that 1 minute that I went off center with fear, what was my fear? Oh, fear I'm gonna be late, which means I'm gonna ruin the appointment, I'm gonna miss that, right? Not me. All I did was 1 minute. So imagine how much energy people are wasting all day long, and they think they're motivated. No, they're not motivated, you're drained. When you have that anxiety, yes, does it feel as if, right? Oh yeah, I really care and this is making me go. It's actually slowing you down. It's the inverse, it's counterintuitive. Now, it may allow you fear to be focused. So don't confuse focus with energy and inspiration. Fear allows you to be focused. That's the advantage of fear. So how can we utilize the focus that comes from fear in an inspired state? Right? Think about how focused you are. When you're about to be in an accident, right, our natural, the ego, right, one of the features of the ego is instant focus that comes along with the fear. So that's why, you know, we can get to, oh, I'm afraid, I'm gonna stay focused, I'm gonna get this stuff done. Your problem is an inspiration with fear, your problem is focus. Most people, right? So you gotta understand focus and say, how is it if I can stay in a state of inspiration and happiness and passion and purpose and fulfillment with an inspired smile on my face, how can I stay as focused as me going, oh shit, I'm not gonna make my rent. The company's gonna go out of business. See, the difference is he's putting weights in the backpack although he's focused, so he can only stay focused for so long. Me, I'm practicing staying focused when I don't have fear.